Dozens of people have been killed in what are believed to be ethnic clashes in Ivory Coast's western cocoa-growing region. The attacks are the latest incidents of violence in the area, which is in the government-controlled south near a so-called zone of confidence patrolled by United Nations and French peacekeepers. Ivorian Army spokesman Jules Yao Yao said more than 40 people were killed and about 60 injured in overnight clashes outside the town of Douekwe, around 400 kilometers northwest of the commercial capital Abidjan. The victims, he said, were shot, stabbed, or burned to death. Witnesses say the attackers also doused houses with gasoline before setting them on fire. Some witnesses accused armed northerners of being behind the rampage, while others said they were not sure who the attackers were. Douekwe's traditional chief, Laurent Bataille, says armed men surrounded several small villages in the middle of the night before entering and attacking the sleeping residents. He says the assailants threatened to return. The United Nations says the violence took place between the village of Guitrozon and the city of Douekwe, just south of the UN-patrolled buffer zone that separates Ivory Coast's rebel-controlled north and government-run south. UN peacekeepers were dispatched to the area early Wednesday and evacuated 45 wounded villagers to a nearby hospital. The victims of the overnight attacks were identified as ethnic Guerre. The region is known for having a cycle of ethnically motivated attacks, followed by revenge violence. Last month, around 30 people were killed in clashes between Douekwe's local Guerre ethnic group and northerners, many of whom operate cocoa plantations. Douekwe resident Michel Young says violence has been intensifying in recent days.
There have been many troubles in Douekwe for more than, let's say, a week ago. Every day we saw killing every morning, 5, 2, 3 people killed every morning. And this morning they said it, they're coming to tell me that there have been so many problems, so many troubles.
Ivory Coast's west was the scene of some of the worst fighting between rebels, government troops, and militias during the civil war that began in late 2002. Around 6,000 UN peacekeepers are in the country to monitor a fragile ceasefire, with many patrolling the buffer zone. Mr. Yeun says the peacekeepers should be doing more to ensure security.
They have to do more because they are present in Douekwe. And the place where these killings happen, they are less than 1 kilometer away from that place. And they are still present in Douekwe. So how can you explain that?
A UN spokesman said the violence was not in the special buffer zone. The violence comes as a South African-mediated peace process has failed to get a new disarmament plan in divided Ivory Coast started. Pro-government militias last week promised to lay down their weapons and handed over one AK-47 as a symbolic gesture. But armed groups remain at large in the west. The Ivorian Army and the United Nations mission have both sent additional forces to Douekwe to help reestablish security. Joe Bavier for VOA News, Abidjan.